It's the Tri-County Morning Show, and we're talking beach cleanup this morning. I'm joined by Kristen from Scotian Shores. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm good. It's we're time to talk beach cleanup in basically our backyard here in Yarmouth. This is the Yarmouth Burr area we're talking about this time around.
Yes, we are.
Now, the beach cleanup is going to happen coming up on Sunday, this Sunday the 28th. From 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., where should people meet?
So we're planning on starting right near the buoy wall because that was a good landmark for us to kind of pick out to flag. And we're going to hopefully get as much as we can moving from that point down to where about John's Beach, the end of Falls Harbor Beach is, if we can.
Wow, that's a fairly big area to cover, too.
I have high hopes, but again, we'll do what we can.
If you want to volunteer, and of course, this is all based upon volunteer help. And if you want to volunteer, you just show up in the morning, right? Just show up in the afternoon around 1 o'clock.
Yep. We're there about one, and it'll likely be me or one of my other kind of team leads explaining kind of our safety regulations. And yeah, we'll take all the help we can get.
What things are provided for volunteers when they show up?
So we have gloves and bags and stuff like that you would need. We go over some basic safety regulations, like don't touch things you don't know what they are. And beyond that, it's hopefully people come with their own winter gear and some water. But beyond that, it's a good time outdoors.
So
there.
What should a person wear? I mean, you wear according to the weather. You should wear in layers so you can take them off too, I suppose.
Yep, absolutely. And we recommend, you know, like either boots or like hiking boots, something that comes up over the ankles just because it's a little safer with good grip. And definitely layers. I'll be wearing multiple pairs of pants for sure.
Mm. This is a family thing. Can you bring, like, I don't want to say young children, but, you know, children 10, 11, 12 years old?
Yep, there's definitely spots where it will be more family friendly. I mean, there's the rock wall spot that probably isn't so kid friendly, but then there's a spot right across from the buoy wall where it's kind of like a little shoreline that should be fine.
Let's talk about previous cleanups. You folks have gathered a fair amount of debris from some of the beaches in and around the Tri-County area.
Yes, we have. So we've done some pretty crazy cleanups. We did over the summer, we were at Backerow Point. We did, I think, 20 some thousand pounds that weekend. We've done locally cleanups on like Pembroke Cove where we've had 4,000 pounds in a day. Like, it depends on how many volunteers we were in the tide and the weather, but we can definitely get a lot removed when we put our mind to it.
Do you have any other beaches on your map that you want cleaned up as the winter progresses and into the spring?
I mean, there's all kinds on my map, but it's a matter of timing and stuff like that. Access is sometimes an issue as well. There is a section on like the Pembroke coastline that I'm working on getting kind of settled and the details kind of fleshed out there. Then there's places we revisit. It just depends on what comes in. We have to go with what comes ashore.
Mm. This time around with the Yarmouth Burr and Area Shore Cleanup, once again, it's happening on Sunday, this coming Sunday between 1 and 4. Do you need any four-wheeler help?
I mean, we would never say no. It is along the road, which does make it easier, but, I mean, if people are around and want to help out, absolutely.
Okay.
We're hoping that some of the fishers that fish out of there will come help us, because we're just trying to help them by making less, like, obstacles and potential, like, boat hazards for them. So, you know, the more the merrier.
I noticed on your flyer, it says, all fishers, please remove and tidy up your gear that you don't want touched. So for some like dilapidated lobster traps that are laying on the side of the shore, they may belong to a fisherman who doesn't use them anymore. It's a move it or lose it kind of thing.
Kinda, yeah. Because it's, especially where they've been getting hit with those really high tides, that stuff can get thrown around and end up being hazardous. So if it's in a spot that it kind of looks like it shouldn't be, it may not be there.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great idea. Keep your things tidy, or you don't let Mother Nature, you know, make it any worse for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So this beach cleanup, once again, it's happening this coming Sunday from 1 until 4. Everybody meets at the buoy wall. It's a big famous buoy wall there when you get up past Fish Point. And, yeah, bring some water. Bring a lunch, too, if you want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, bring yourself a snack. It definitely helps because, you know, you don't think about it, but you're working pretty hard at times.
Mm. Is there anything else you'd like to mention for people coming in?
I mean, just that it is more fun than you think. It's interesting what you can find. We've had a lot of newcomers come and check it out. Don't let the weather scare you off, because with Slayers, you're going to be fine.
Now, do you have any information? Do you have any places people can visit? You have a Facebook page and a webpage?
Yep. So Scotian Shores, that's Scotian with Shores with an S. That's our Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you have questions, message the page and we can get back to you.
All right. That sounds great. Kristen, thank you very much for taking some time with us this morning.
Not a problem. Hope to see people there.